There we go. There's the squiggly lines. So welcome to Earth. Welcome to our show, Neon Talk. We're going to do a little talking here. I want to give a particular shout out to a good friend of mine, an old neighbor from Liberty, Mr. Don Hafner, gave me a box of CDs that was, or I should say a box of vinyl LPs. And it was so good that when I got done looking through them, I wished that I had amnesia temporarily so that I could re-look through them because they were so delicious. And one of them really? That was in here, oh my God, it was beautiful. One of them that was in here, right here, was the Ahmad Jamal Trio, The Awakening. And if there was any way that you're going to awake yourself up to some good living right here, Ahmad Jamal was the guy for it.
Yeah. So I don't know if we can get the lava tumbling in the lamp here, but this is the neon lava lamp. This is one of the early gifts that Joe gave me for taking him off the streets.
I needed it.
He was like homeless at the time.
I needed it bad.
I said, "Do you like jazz?" He said, "I'm crazy about it." And he said, "Okay, sounds like we'll have a cup of coffee and may I introduce you to my etchings?" No, my art room.
That's right. What side are we on? Is that side, are we on one or two?
Let me check. No, that's side B. You want A?
Let's do one. Let's do The Awakening. If we're going to do The Awakening, let's wake up. Let's, as we were talking about before, let's let that cup of coffee with no sugar hit our veins fast.
Kids have been in here, and hopefully the needle is still working.
Oh, man.
This is a groove.
Oh, man. It was one groovy cat.
This is part of part of that 1959 sound that you mentioned earlier, at least reminiscent of that.
Which, funny enough, that's one thing I'm going to mention. I'm going to mention a couple of things here real quick, but I do want to say, you know, we recorded the scripts to two shows this week, and one of them was 485, and the one thing I do want to say right now, and I don't want to get too drippy here, but I do want to bring this up. Okay. Jerry Allen passed away in late June.
That's and what I hear.
You know, and I knew about her work. I had a pretty good beat on her, but I don't know that I understood how much she moved people. And there's certain people that leave that deserve respect and looking back on their life, the retrospective on their body of work, but there was something about the soul of her. She believed in jazz so much that she wouldn't compromise at all, like Beethoven or like Mozart believed in their pursuit of music, which just happened to be classical. She believed in the American art form that came right after that whole notion of classical music, which is jazz, and she loved it her entire life, and it came out through her music and who she was, and there's something to be said about that.
I would say it was the same for Duke Ellington.
Oh, I agree.
Who came up through the classical disciplines and then became one of the greatest jazz artists there was, especially during the big band era.
Absolutely. No, I think so. One other thing before I forget here that I do want to bring up that was from that one show there. Mr. Bill Brownlee actually put on his blog, it's a great blog on Kansas City jazz, and I'm gonna find it here real quick. I don't want to blunder it up. Okay. It's Plastic Sax. So if you look that up, Kansas City jazz blog, I want to give him a shout out. I always enjoy reading it. He found somebody that had a 1959 recording from Arch Martin, a trombonist from Kansas City. We profiled 6 a.m. Blues, and what a spectacular recording. So when you talk about 1959 when we get bespeckled, this is just from that era, and it's just honey.
Hey, if we ever do an album together, let's just call it Bespeckled.
I would like to. It's going to be called Bespeckled with David Lynch on the cowbell.
You know? There was mention of David Lynch in the show, 485, the first one we did here tonight, which should be coming to a Facebook page near you very soon.
Yes.
As he posted on Facebook, Neon Jazz. But you had brought David Lynch into the foray as we were talking about it. And I just thought, well, and the jazz artist that he used in Twin Peaks?
Yeah. It was a Chicago guy named Joe Policastro.
Yeah.
He swung through town, and we were just talking in our conversation, our interview, and I had mentioned that when you go into the Green Lady, it's going to be like walking into a David Lynch film. It's all red velvet. It's beautiful. It has the great, all the makings for a David Lynch film. And it just so happened on the album that he is putting out, he had a Twin Peaks theme, which we featured on the show.
Yeah.
So everything kind of, but anytime, like I said, that I can throw in David Lynch or Tom Waits, I'm going to pound that button as hard as I can. Every time.
You're pounding that drum. He is such an eclectic individual.
Oh, man.
I've seen a couple of interviews with David. The only person I could say is more eclectic and maybe more obnoxious is Quentin Tarantino.
But, oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, get into that. He's probably constantly defending himself. Just a Pulp Fiction, of course, being some of the graphic violence that Quentin... Anyway, I didn't mean to get off on Tarantino.
No, but, Tarantino... No, yeah, I agree.
David Lynch, I would call... what was it I said? He seemed to me to be the jazz... he was a jazz artist in the film world.
Yes.
If you will.
Absolutely.
Especially if you like abstract.
Absolutely. He was cerebral. He was improv.
Yeah.
And he got you thinking about things that you probably weren't going to think about before you saw it.
Right. It's... his approach to things has been rather interesting. You take it from all angles, like in Blue Velvet.
Yes.
And make you a fly on the wall or down in the ground to see things as they really are.
Yeah. Well, it's funny you mentioned Quentin Tarantino because I think there was a... He did kind of the same thing. He brought, Al Green, he brought a lot of people to the forefront with his soundtracks.
Yeah.
But someone needed to grab Quentin before he went to an interview and said, just for this one time, please don't do the cocaine. Just leave it at home.
Yep.
Just have a regular conversation like a human being. Because, he was quite erratic, that dude.
Yep. So, I caught a couple of interviews with a man who looked like, he needed to settle down before he was interviewed again.
Put the powdered sugar right back in the pantry.
Just put it back in the pantry there.
So... So what else is going on here? I'm trying to think.
Well, that was 7 minutes, and one of the things I'm glad of is I think we were able to work out the technical problem with the audio.
Yes.
At least we'll find out when we publish this thing later, and then I'm able to see how it turned out. But the early tests showed, hopefully we're not distorting, that we're understandable. If you're listening out there, you might note whether or not you're hearing the music.
And if you do, real quick, before we go into our last little segment here, I just want to tell you one thing I'm very proud of is we've spent this whole time kind of rigging up this little thing that we have here with the camera and everything, and I finally got a selfie stick for 50 cents at a Dollar Tree and an old bottle of Riesling, and we got it positioned perfectly. I think everything is in full clarity.
He's got it sticking in a bottle of Riesling, and it's... you could have liked... You could have left the drink in it, but that's...
I could have, yes. And we could have just had...
We'll put it back for show number 500. How does that sound?
Well, if it works out fine, we'll just have our own champagne toast and act like we won the World Series down here. So
all right.
We'll be in good shape. Anyway, it's the Awakening Ahmad Jamal Trio that you're listening to, and it comes from a box from my friend Mr. Don Hafner, who gave me magical, magical albums on LP, and it was just a waxy dream. It's been the whole time, so...
I think your son and his friend are out there in the garage with my daughters playing Monopoly right now.
They're buying Boardwalk and Park Place.
I think somebody just put a hotel on Boardwalk, because a moment ago I heard the laugh. Well, some of it wasn't laughter, let's put it that way. I got a daughter that just hates to lose.
Well, let's see.
I wonder who she gets that from.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Let's see if they're paying attention. Hey, save Marvin Gardens for me! They're not paying attention.
They're not paying attention. Right. Well,
Ahmad's paying attention, so that's all there is to it.
Right. Anybody interested, the studio, the grand studio here is right next to my garage.
Yes.
And it was this room was actually a birthday present.
It's a beautiful room.
It was done by the Belton High School shop.
It's the land of broadcast dreams, as we affectionately call Signal Hole.
Signal Hole, given that it's below. I got to talk to my wife whenever she does the washing, because there's been a show or two I've done down here where I don't know what she had in the dryer. Belt buckle, bowling pins.
Yeah.
Kabink, kabink, kabink. I had to go up and shut the dryer off so I could do my shows for that week, as it frequently works. Yes, it is.
Sorry about the lucky penny.
Sorry to take away all the glamour involved with this industry. So many of us are doing it out of our home anymore.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. We're doing it old school, my friend.
You betcha.
You know. And with that, enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.